front yard from 25 feet to 6.66 feet. However, by the village code, if a building permit's not issued for a variation, it automatically expires after 1 year. The applicant still intends to do the work, and it's back for you to request a renewal of the variation. So briefly, we'll look at this for you. The subject property is marked at the start of the map. It's in the R2 residential zoning district. It's also in the area of the comprehensive plan shown for residential, both backing up to Goose Lake. On the aerial photograph, you will note that the actual right-of-way of Hiawatha Drive is shown on my house here, but the actual pavement on the far south side of the right-of-way, so there's a rather large parkway there. These are the existing conditions shown in the house. The actual edge of the pavement is way down here. It's a raised parking area, and the driveway slopes down to the lower level of the notch. Under the proposed conditions, additions to the back of the garage addition closed on the front of the house. And I'll zoom in here. Let's see. I don't know if you can see it here, but 6.66 feet from the property line, but the garage would actually remain 32.84 feet from the edge of the pavement on Hiawatha Drive. And there's a roofed up proposed foundation in front of the house. So instead of having the lower level of the garage, the addition would be up in the first level. So it's not just this level. There's some photos from last time showing the steep slope down to the garage, again showing that slope. Here's a picture from this year. There's a large tree here. It's up in the room, but you can't see all the way to the garage, how low it is from the slope and the driveway there. We reviewed the conditions again and still find positively on all the conditions for a variation, and we recommend approval. And Pete was new speech here, and you can present what we have.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Okay. Sorry, for the record, you raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth and the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And state your name for the record.
My name is Pete Wisniewski.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I apologize for being back here. I didn't realize that we need to get the permit within a year. And we've been taking our time with getting the plan straight. It's a complicated project because of the amount of concrete that is going into the property. And getting multiple bids has taken longer than we initially expected. And so now we have some bids, and we're confident in the project, and so on back.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Is your wife happy now that this is moving forward? I mean, that's always a big...
She has no idea.
Yeah. Look at that. Well, I do, believe me. I've been married for a long time.
Oh, we're moving with my mom, so we'll see how that goes.
Anything else for you guys? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then any comment from the audience? Okay. We do have a letter that was submitted, and I will read it into the record. It is opposition to the variation of front yard at 332 Hiawatha Drive. It states, I am unable to attend the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, but want to make a strong appeal to not permit reducing the minimum front yard depth to allow for construction of an attached garage on the front of the house. The requested change to the property will be significantly detrimental to the streetscape, impair visual safety to surrounding neighbors, and create a wall-like structure over occupying too much of the lot, severely violate the building line, and invite more property owners throughout the neighborhood to extend houses dramatically forward. Allowing this condition could set the trend and making Hiawatha Drive look like an alley. This type of expansion was allowed to the dismay of neighbors at the time at 344 Hiawatha, who felt their property was inappropriately confined by the enormity of the addition and seriously blocked views that resulted. If this building line violation is allowed at 332, it will become increasingly easy for other homeowners to take their residences to the street. The purpose of the building lines is to unify structures. The village has traditionally been lax in enforcing building rules in the old part of Lake in the Hills. Certainly ignoring building lines would not be allowed in the newer parts of town. It should not be start permitting front expansion of houses in the older section of town. It is disappointing that the village has entertained this request because it will now create a conflict with neighbors. The owners at 332 Hiawatha seem like a wonderful family. Hopefully they would consider installation of a heated driveway for easier access to the garage and possibly expanding the home To the rear, they should not be allowed to make Hiawatha begin to look like an alley-like thoroughfare walled in by garages. Respectfully, do we know who it's from? From Douglas Kowalowski at 336 Hiawatha Drive in Lincoln Hills.
So. For the record, so you're all aware, this same person that submitted the letter a year ago exactly the same letter.
Sure. So, anything else you want to add? In response?
Okay. No.
Okay. Then we'll look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any further discussion from you guys? Okay. Then I'm looking for a motion, please.
I make a motion to recommend approval of the requested variation from Section 7.4 of the Zoning Code to reduce the required front yard from 25 feet to 6.66 feet to allow construction of an attached garage on the property at 332 Hiawatha Drive, per the findings noted in the staff report dated October
14th,
2024.
Second.
Commissioner Walker?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Bolton?
Yes.
Commissioner Swanland?
Yes.
And Chairman Esposito?
Yes. So, once again, we pass our commission. Next step, so we're going with John and the village board. So. Next order of business, a conditional use for automotive service at 9114 Virginia Drive, Suite 111. And I'm looking for a motion to open the public hearing.
Make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. It was confirmed by staff that the petitioner properly notified the public by the publishing the legal notice in the Northwest Herald on September 28th, 2024, and mailing the legal notices to the property owners within 250 feet on September 26th, 2024. We'll open the staff report.
Thank you. Top tier tints is a business that applies window tinting to vehicles. The business is owned by Mr. Francisco Gomez, who has signed a lease to operate that business in Suite 111 of the existing multi-tenant retail building at 9114 Virginia. So that operation of applying window tinting to vehicles meets the definition in the zoning code for automotive service. In the B4 district where this is located, automotive service requires approval of a conditional use permit. Therefore, Mr. Gomez has requested that at permit. And we see here on the map, the subject property is in the B4 zoning district. It's almost completely surrounded by properties in the M1 district. In the comprehensive plan, said property is shown for commercial uses and subject business is commercial in nature. You can see on the aerial photograph the existing building. It's surrounded to the north, west, and south by quarry lands. To the east, it abuts a manufacturing building, directly east and to the southeast, a similar multi-tenant building. And here's a photo of the front of the existing tenant space. On the floor plan, you see the applicant shows area for 3 cars to be serviced inside the facility with some office and waiting space, and also showing where it's located in the building there. So we reviewed according to the criteria in the village code for conditional use purposes, and we found that it complies with all the criteria. We found that it is a unnecessary use. We found that it won't be detrimental to surrounding properties, as there already are other uses in this building that have not had negative consequences. We know that it will not affect the development of surrounding properties, and that's mostly quarry lands or already developed properties around it. We find that it meets the comprehensive plan. It will not create traffic hazards. We expect the traffic generated to be very minimal and similar to the other businesses that are there. And we expect to comply with village codes and note that all of the other utilities that are necessary are already in place. Similar to what we've done for all the previous automotive uses that have come before you previously, we recommend the condition that all work must take place inside the building and no automotive service outside the building. So with that one condition, we recommend approval of the request. And Frank Douglas is here to answer questions and make a presentation.
If you can raise your right hand, you swear to tell the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
Okay, then please state your name for the record.
My name is Francisco Gomez. I go by Frank.
Go ahead.
Okay. So my name is Frank. I've been with the company that I currently work for 8 years. I'm a general manager there. The company brings in over $10 million a year. Window tinting has been my passion for the last several years. I've been doing it, here and there, mobile, but I'm finally, ready to kind of make that next step and find a location, which is what I've done here with the 9114 Virginia Road address. It's perfect for what I'm looking to do with the office space, another side office, which would be perfect for storage for the window film. Coming from the position that I'm in, I'm looking to turn the space into a top quality shop with the perfect showroom and then having the back just, perfectly set out for the window tinting services that I would provide. I'd like to thank you guys for the consideration for your time here tonight. I'm open to answering any questions or anything you guys may have.
How many cars do you usually do a day?
So we're going to be doing about very minimal at first. So the plan is starting off right now, we're entering kind of like the slower season. Mm-hmm. So one or two, depending on what it is. So it's not a lot. So I don't require a lot of space. Coming into the spring, summertime, I do plan on possibly hiring one or two people to help out. But we wouldn't require a lot of space for what we do.
I'm sure you do this by appointment.
Correct.
And how long does it take to tint? I know you don't tint the windshield at the driver's side, but an average car, what's the average?
It's about 3 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And $10 million in revenue.
Oh, no, work. That's for the company that I work.
That's the company you work for. That's a lot of money.
Correct.
That really is.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, no one in the audience. So we'll look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the hearing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any other further discussion? In that case, looking for someone to propose a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to recommend the approval of the requested conditional use permit to allow Top Tier Tints LLC to operate an automotive service use on the property at 9114 Virginia Drive, Suite 111. For the findings with the condition noted in the staff report dated October 14th of 2024.
I'll second.
Commissioner Walker?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Bolton?
Yes.
Commissioner Swanland?
Yes.
And Chairman Esposito?
Yes. Okay, so you pass ours, you'll continue to work with John and move forward to the board.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda, any old business?
No.
Any items for discussion?
I'd be interested. This seems to be a common thing of this exception. Is that something we can examine of making a change to it so that we don't always have this exception every time it comes up?
Are you talking about a conditional use for
this? I guess my other question would be, do we have any automotive services that are performed outside of a building? Because that seems to be the common conditional provision. Is there an opportunity for us to change that in village code so that that no longer becomes an issue for these individuals?
Yeah, there could be some locations where an outdoor would be acceptable, like if they have their own fenced yard, for example. And there are some places that do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Staff report?
Can let you know that at your last meeting you recommended approval of conditional use for auto repair and outdoor truck parking at 9100 Trinity Drive. The village board did approve that request.
Good.
There's no audience. Trustee Liaison?
I don't have anything other than I think we'll be smelling the coffee pretty soon in the Starbucks that they're building. They're really progressing along with that. Hopefully they're going to be able to put some grass in there before the snow comes.
Well, it's nice that they pave the lot or the streets that surround that as well. I don't know if you've been down there, but the road, that access road behind CVS and going to the Shell station was full of potholes.
They've recently been repairing it.
In the last, I'm just going to say, in the last couple of days.
They've done a nice job.
That's really, that's excellent. It really is.
With that, I think for our motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is concluded.
That'll work.